High school basketball is on the air.
Here's Sheehy for three. His shot is up there, and he buries that one. Alex Sheehy from the top of the key throws down his third three-pointer of the ball game.
We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup.
42-41, driving the ball toward the hole. There's a shot by Kierkegaard, no good. Rebound, Brown goes back up, and the shot is...
Here's KHS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHS with the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia as the Hawks get ready to take on the Centurions of Centura in the final regular season game for St. Cecilia this year. As we spent a couple of minutes with Kevin Asher and coach sitting at 16-5 in the season as you kind of wrap up the regular season. Did you think you'd be in this position at the beginning of the season?
Well, you always have aspirations of being, you know, where we're at right now, you know, playing well, having a nice record. Things kind of fell in line for us throughout the season, and I think our kids matured rather quickly, I think, throughout the season and handled some road games, you know, that we maybe thought we were going to struggle in. And then, you know, just throughout the season, I think the kids really came together and give us, you know, a position where we're at right now.
What was the key for you guys, the success all year long?
Well, you got to look at our five seniors. You always look at your leadership and see where it's going to take you. And we knew in Alex Sheehy's on the court and off the court habits, that was going to be a big example setter for us. But then the development of Tom Skoke and Cannon Howell as, you know, the roles that they stepped into as players. And then two guys who don't get a lot of accolades but bring it every day. You know, Trevor Ernst started three or four basketball games for us back in December when we had some injuries. And Tommy O'Keefe, those guys have put in a tremendous amount of hours in the last 4 years, and especially this year, they've done a great job of accepting a role, giving us great chemistry. And then our sophomore class was very talented. We just needed to know how quickly they were going to grow up and getting together with that senior class.
You know, found other ways to win this year than maybe you have in the past. You've always had a big man that you can rely on. That was not the case this year.
No, it wasn't. And our kids really, I thought, came together defensively. We knew Alex Sheehy's a defensive stopper, and he kind of sets the tone for us. And the rest of our group played position defense, is what I would call it. You know, we were always in the right spot at the right time, I think. And, you know, finishing basketball games was big for us this year. I don't think we did a very good job of that as a team in the past. And this year, you know, we had a lot of games that were 5 to 10 points with 2 to 2.5 minutes to play, and those are games we closed out and eventually won.
Did not win a week ago. We had a game with Grand Island Central Catholic up in GI. Played maybe well enough to win, but could not make the plays down at the end.
No, we couldn't. And, you know, that was a lot of credit to Central Catholic. They were ready to go. I thought our kids had a good mental frame, a couple days to prepare for them. But, you know, they really got after us and kind of take us out of an offensive flow early in the basketball game. And they tend to do that as physical as they are. And so we backed down a little bit, got ourselves dug into a little bit of a hole. But I thought, late second quarter and early third quarter, we really played well and played to where we, you know, had the game in a two-point game. And then there was just a big run in there, and I got to give them credit. Their role players, the Weens and Allen Kidd, hit big three-point shots when we were doubling down on their big guy, Johanna. And so, you know, I thought our kids, you're right, scrambled and played hard in the second half, got ourselves in maybe a position to squeak one out, but it just went the other way. And, you know, a lot of credit goes to Central Catholic.
Maybe one of the most physical basketball games I have seen for a while in a high school level. It's probably good that you guys had a full 7 days to get ready for this one, huh?
Well, you always look at that game and you know it's going to be physical, and it was. And, you know, they ended up on the brunt of the injury stuff from their own doing, but definitely a deal where, you know, it probably prepared us for a game maybe later in the season, and that's what I talked to the kids about. We hadn't been in a situation where we really had to dig down and be down double digits, and we practiced it and practiced, but I didn't know how we would respond, and to get it back into striking distance and a possibility to take over the basketball game was a promise. You know, kind of promising. And then the physicality level, you know, we're going to see that in our district. We got two basketball teams with a lot of pride and a lot on stake when we get to the district tournament. And so that'll be the same type of game, I'm guessing.
Play Centura tonight, a team that is 5-16 on the season, struggling a little bit. Are we more concerned about what St. Cecilia is going to do tonight than maybe what Centura is going to do?
Yeah, exactly. That's the first words we used when we came back to work on Sunday with films. We talked about, hey, It's not about our opponent coming up this week. It's definitely about, okay, where do we need to get better? And our kids saw some things, and I really got to credit our scout team and the guys that play a lot of roles on this team. They were so physical with our first 7-8 players this week that, you know, you almost took their confidence away a little bit. But I really got to commend our kids that they got after each other every day in practice and, you know, showed that, hey, we got to get better because the competition is going to get stiffer as we go through the rest of the year.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back and talk about Centura as our pregame show continues after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Back with St. Cecilia boys basketball coach Kevin Asher at Centura and St. Cecilia here tonight. First of all, Centura coached by a veteran coach and Dave Ullman, so you know this is going to be a team that's pretty fundamentally sound.
You're right, and he'll have them prepared. Donovan, he was, you know, had his kids always ready to go, and we really struggled with Donovan when he was there. And same thing, I see a lot on film that they're doing a lot of the right things. Maybe they just haven't had the luck that they've needed in certain basketball games. But you look through their schedule, and they've beaten some decent teams, and they've played good teams to a real close score. So, you know, you look at this, and when Coach Ullman puts together a game plan, you never know exactly what he's got up his sleeve. He usually has something that takes something and limits some of your players. So, you know, we've had a look at a lot of different things this week, which kind of helps us, you know, as we prepare. And that makes you a better coach when you go against a guy like Dave Ullman.
Nathan Lemberg is their leading scorer, averaging 14.5 points per ball game and 5 rebounds per game. What about him as a player?
Well, you know, he's had big games this year. You know, read the papers a lot and watch him on film. I think he had 38 one night. And when you get a kid like that that can shoot, you can't leave him, and obviously Alex Shee will draw that assignment tonight, and he really relishes in the fact when we give him the other team's best player. So he'll have him, but you know, they're pretty well rounded. You know, I noticed their Holcomb kid inside is a nice player, and the Myers kid at the point does a really good job of handling the ball, and you can't leave him either.
What are some of the things they want to do?
Well, a lot of my stuff I've seen that they're a half-court trapping type team with zone action in the defensive side. And then offensively, they're a lot of pick and roll. Whether it's on the side or at the top, they're looking to use Holcomb off a pick and roll or create something for one of their guards.
So this is the final game before the sub-districts start next week. What are some of the things that we're going to eye on tonight, maybe focus on tonight?
Well, we definitely want to make sure that we're mentally coming out of the gates, because, you know, this time of the year, if you're not ready to play, you're going to get nipped, and then next week you're done if that happens. And so our kids, we really looked at a mentally tough side of us this week and said, hey, we've got to be ready to play Friday night. It's senior night. There'll be a little bit of you know, emotions for the kids to run out of that locker room for the last time. And definitely we just got to get better, I think, all around in our confidence on the offensive end. We've got to be a more competitive team on offense. At times it seems like we're standing a little bit. We're a little stagnant. We've really got to compete to get guys open and get shots.
Okay, good luck to that.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Centura tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
The following is a presentation
of Platte River Radio Sports.
Tonight we close the books on the 2014 high school basketball regular season as St. Cecilia plays host to Centura.
Nice job by St. Cecilia, deflected the ball away from Guffon. Slapped it right out of his hands. Here comes Sheehy back the other way. His shot good.
Let's take you live to the Chapman Gymnasium. Here's KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHS. Hastings St. Cecilia, the boys basketball team, ready to close out their 2013-2014 regular season tonight as they take on the Centurions of Centura. I'm Mike Willow calling the play-by-play for you tonight. The Hawks are entering this ball game with a record of 16 wins and 5 losses on the season. St. Cecilia coming off of a loss last Friday night to Grand Island Central Catholic on the road, 57-47. Before that, they had won 3 straight games, beating Parkview Christian, Lincoln Lutheran, and Adams Central. The Hawks going 1-1 in their Centennial Conference basketball tournament as they get ready for their sub-district action next week. And they've got a tough opponent next week over in Minden. Their opening round opponent has a mark of 20-2. That's Southern Valley. Those two teams will play on the Tuesday night in the first round of the C28 sub-district basketball tournament. Centura, they come in with a record of 5 wins and 16 losses on the season. They're coming off of a win the other night over Arcadia Loup City, 69-60. Their other wins this year have been at Fullerton, 66-58. They beat Broken Bow at home, 55-50. They beat Overton in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament by a score of 54-52. They also have a win this year in their season opener over Wood River by the score of 52-51. Their head coach now is Dave Ullman, the former Grand Island Senior High head coach, the former Donovan Trumbull head coach, now making his presence felt at Centura as he tries to rebuild this basketball program. Again, they come in with a mark of 5 wins and 16 losses on the season. Centura, a team that is averaging 46 points per ball game on offense, they're giving up 57.9 on the defensive end. We talked about their leading scorers during the pregame show. That was Nathan Lemberg. Lemberg is averaging 14.5 points per ball game and 5.3 rebounds per game. Also a guy that St. Cecilia will have to contend with tonight is Travis Holcomb. He is averaging 11.4 points and 6.8 rebounds per game. But St. Cecilia just, entering this ball game as a tune-up as they get ready for a very tough postseason coming up beginning next Tuesday. The Hawks are being led so far by Brooks Asher, who's averaging 12.8 points per ball game, and Zach Kitten, who is averaging 10.5 per ball game. The Hawks are averaging 50.5 points per ball game on offense and giving up 39.5 on the defensive end. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we sneak closer to game time. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Another game going on in the city tonight. That's out at the Patriots Gym as Adams Central is trailing Kearney Catholic after 3 quarters by the score of 46-33. Right now we got the opening prayer, then we'll have the singing of the national anthem as we sneak closer to game time tonight here on 1230 KHAS.
Your name for one another. Keep us safe from all harm and injury. Lead us all to the final victory where we will live with you forever and ever. Amen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we ask you to please remain standing as the Augustinians, the St. Cecilia Men's Choir, helps us honor America with the singing of our national anthem.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly
So the singing of the national anthem as we get ready for basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. And the other game going on in the city out at the Patriots Gym. Adams Central is trailing Kearney Catholic tonight by a score of 46-33. They're at the end of three quarters tonight, getting an early start out there. 46-33, Kearney Catholic with the lead over Adams Central. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is a better bank. For the Centurions, they will go with Michael Hansen, a 6-foot junior. Hansen is averaging 6.1 points and 4.2 rebounds per game. Also averaging 2.3 assists and 1.9 steals per contest. Nathan Lemberg is a 6-foot senior. Lemberg averaging 14.5 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. He's also averaging 3.9 assists and 2.3 steals per contest. Grant Myers is a 5'7" junior. Myers averaging 10 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. The other starters will be Jacob Hickok, a 5'10" senior. Hickok is averaging 3.4 points and 5 rebounds per game. And the other starter is going to be Travis Holcomb, who's a 6'3" sophomore. Holcomb is averaging 11.4 points and 6.8 rebounds per ball game. And Centura is coached by Dave Ullman. The starting lineups for Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight is going to be Dayton Seeley, a 5'11" sophomore. Seeley is averaging 4.3 points and 2.5 rebounds per ball game. Brooks Asher is a 6'1" sophomore. Asher is averaging 12.8 points and 3.1 rebounds per game. Zach Kitten, a 6'4" sophomore. Kitten is averaging 10.5 points and 6.7 rebounds per game. The other starters will be Thomas Skoke, a 6'4" senior. Skoke is averaging 6.2 points and 6.1 rebounds per game. And the other starter is going to be Alex Sheehy for St. Cecilia, 6'2" senior. Sheehy is averaging 9.6 points and 3.8 rebounds per game. He's averaging 2.8 assists per ball game. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So again, this is the final regular season home game for Hastings St. Cecilia. And like they do at so many other schools, this is a really seniors night here tonight for the Hawks. Introducing the seniors here first before they get to the starting lineups. The seniors this year for Hastings St. Cecilia, Cannon Howell, also Thomas Skoke and Alex Sheehy, Trevor Ernst and Tommy O'Keefe. The seniors here for Kevin Asher and the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. So we're set to go here tonight. The Centurions going to be dressed in their maroon type of uniforms here tonight. Trimmed and lettered in the white. Hastings St. Cecilia in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in blue here this evening. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our left. Centura 5-16 on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in, ranked in the top five in both Metro newspapers. They are 16-5 overall as the Hawks get ready to enter the C2A sub-district tournament next week with a tough game on Tuesday night against the Southern Valley. But everything is focused on this ball game here tonight with the Centurions trying to finish out the season strong as St. Cecilia will jump things up here in the center circle against the Travis Holcomb, and the ball is in the air. The tip is controlled by the Blue Hawks. So St. Cecilia has got the ball as they come into their offensive zone for the first time. Sheehy has got it over to Brooks Asher at the top of the key. Moves it over to Dayton Seeley. Between the rings again to Sheehy. Cross-court pass goes over on the right side. That's going to be Dayton Seeley. Cross-court pass comes to the near side to Asher. Now to Sheehy. Over to Seeley on the wing on the right side as they work against his zone defense for Centura. There's a shot from the corner. It's up there and in. A three-pointer by Brooks Asher, and that gets the Hawks started here in this ball game. 3-0, Hastings St. Cecilia scores within the first 30 seconds of the ball game here tonight. They got the lead over Centura. Here's a pass deflected away, but it's picked up by Holcomb. Keeps it alive here for the Centurions outside the ring now. Nathan Lundberg dribbles it down the right side of the lane. A shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up by Sheehy. One and done. St. Cecilia's got the ball. Sheehy gets the ball ahead to Asher. Drives, shoots, and scores. Brooks Asher with a 3-2 here in this ball game. Sheehy gets the assist. 5-0 is the score now. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over the Centurions of Centura. Back with the ball is going to be Grant Myers as he takes it over high left side. That's Lemberg with the ball picked up there by Sheehy. comes across the top. That's Michael Hansen with it now. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Michael Hansen drove a penetration to the free throw line. Jump pass to the far sideline to Lemberg. Takes it down to baseline. Contact made. Foul called. Lemberg draws a personal foul down there on the Hawks. We're at the 6:36 mark. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Sheehy of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first and a first team foul on the Blue Hawks. Non-shooting situation. So Centura will play things in. Down in the left corner is going to be Lemberg with the ball. Drives that baseline against Sheehy. Bounce pass over here. A shot is up there and in. Travis Holcomb scores. Travis Holcomb scores. The easy bucket there. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Centura. 5-2 the score now. AC St. Cecilia bring the ball back against the pressure of the Centurions. Here's Sheehy. His entry pass deflected away. Picked up here by Seeley. Moves it down in the left corner. That's going to be a Zach Kitten with the ball. Back out here to Seeley. Dayton looks at this 2-3 zone defense of Centura. Down in the corner, that's going to be Brooks Asher. Back out to Seeley, top of the key. Now to Sheehy on the wing on the right side. Entry pass to get it inside to Kitten. Kitten bounces off of a defender, puts it up there off of the glass and scores. Zach Kitten scores there. That's now a 7-2 ball game. St. Cecilia has got a 5-point lead over the Centurions. Back with the basketball is going to be Nathan Lemberg. Lemberg comes on the near sideline down to Grant Myers. Myers dribbling the ball here. He's picked up here defensively by Dayton Seeley. Here's Michael Hansen with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Holcomb. He puts up a shot for the baseline. It's up and in. Travis Holcomb, he's averaging 11 points per ball game, 11 points and 6 rebounds per game. He's got a couple of field goals here in this first quarter. It's now a 7-4 ball game. St. Cecilia with the lead. Dayton Seeley goes cross court, goes down on the corner. Sheehy for three. Shot up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Holcomb. Holcomb has got the ball now to a Nathan Lemberg. Lemberg bring it up with a right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Lemberg comes over here on the near sideline to Michael Hansen. He puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Over to Grant Myers, who touches the ball for the first time. Moves it down to the baseline, down to the elbow to Holcomb. His shot is up there, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down here to Zach Kitten. Getting to the far sideline to Dayton Seeley. Gets the ball ahead now to Thomas Skoke. Drive, shoots, and misses. Rebound Skoke. Follow shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Michael Hansen. So two shots there, point-blank range for Thomas Skoke. He couldn't convert. Centura has got the ball back the other way. Nathan Lemberg has got it. Lemberg sends it inside. It's going to be right through the fingertips of Holcomb. First turnover on Centura in the ballgame. 7-4, St. Cecilia with the early lead here in this one. Zach Kitten with the ball to the near sideline. Sheehy goes out to Asher. Deep in the corner of the right side now to a Dayton Seeley. Seeley back out to Asher at the top of the key. Over to Sheehy for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Holcomb. Travis Holcomb with the ball for Centuria. Back to the other way. Nathan Lundberg takes it down on the baseline. Trapped there. Gets it back out to Holcomb. Out here in 3-point territory. Comes across the top now to a Grant Myers. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. His off-balance shot is going to be up there. No good. Rebound to Michael Hansen. He keeps it alive here for Centura. Bounce pass goes inside to Holcomb. His shot is up there. It's no good off of the back iron, but a foul is going to be called. So Travis Holcomb got it right in front of the hole there. He's going to be fouling the play by Thomas Skoke. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number two on the Blue Hawks. And going to the free throw line is going to be Travis Holcomb, a 44% foul shooter in the season for Centura. His shot is up there and in. As a team, Centura hitting 55% of their free throws so far this year, 43% from the field and 26% from the free throw line. Travis Holcomb, he's got all 5 points so far for Centura in this first quarter. Next shot is up there. It is good. And the Centurions have battled back to within 1 point now. St. Cecilia, 7-6 is the score. We are halfway through this first quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium tonight. Boys High School basketball here on 1230 KHIS. Here's a Sheehy with the ball, moves it down on the baseline. The Cannon Howell's into the ball game now. The Sheehy. And now we got a timeout here from Kevin Asher. St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout, having problems penetrating the zone defense, the 2-3 zone from Dave Ullman and the Centurions. We've got a break with 3:48 to play here in the first quarter. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Centura 6.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Again, keeping our eyes on the other game in town tonight. It is Kearney Catholic now leading Adams Central 51-46 during the fourth quarter. 51-46, Kearney Catholic with a lead over Adams Central. That game tonight is on ESPN 1550 KICS. Here's a Seeley in the corner, a three-pointer, no good. Long rebound comes out here in Centura now with a chance to grab the lead as they got the rebound. 7-6 is the score. The Blue Hawks have a one-point lead over the Centurions. Bring the ball back is going to be Nathan Lemberg. Lemberg gets it into the forecourt now to Michael Hansen. St. Cecilia's gotten to a little bit of a zone defense here. That extends out near the 10-second line. Now we got a foul called over there. That's going to go on Michael Hansen. An illegal screen set up by Michael Hansen. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Centurions. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Second turnover in Centura in the ball game. St. Cecilia's no turnovers on the board thus far. Playing the ball in over there is going to be Tommy O'Keefe, who's seen some playing time here early. Gets it into Alex Tino, who's also into the ball game now for Kevin Asher. Bounce pass down to Howell. Shot is up there and in. Cannon Howell scores. St. Cecilia breaks the pressure that time easily. And Cannon Howell gets the easy bucket just left to the side of the hole here. 9-6 to score now. St. Cecilia with a three-point lead. There's Nathan Lemberg with the ball. Lemberg to Michael Hansen out here in three-point territory. Hansen dribbling the ball, brings it to the near sideline to Grant Myers. Skip pass comes way out on top now to Nathan Lemberg. Lemberg's going to drive it, and he's going to be fouled into play. Lemberg trying to move the ball toward the goal there, and the personal foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Tommy O'Keefe. O'Keefe picks up his first personal foul. Third team foul on the Blue Hawks here in this first quarter of play. Down to 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the quarter. 9-6, facing St. Cecilia with a three-point lead here over the Centurions. Lemberg again takes it down in the corner. Another two to the whistle. We're going to have a foul this time on Centura underneath the basket. A personal foul is going to be called here on Travis Holcomb. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number two on the Centurions. It's going to be St. Cecilia coming back the other direction. 2:45 to play. Boys High School basketball action here tonight. 9-6 to score. St. Cecilia with the lead over Centura. There's Tino with the ball on the right sideline. Moves it down in the corner to Cannon Howell. Drives that baseline back out to Tino. Tino comes out to Brooks Asher. Swings the left side down to Tommy O'Keefe. O'Keefe, skip pass, comes out to Tino. Top of the key again. That's Asher with the ball. Out of Tino on the wing on the right side. Centura still in his zone defense. To the near side, Asher for three. Shot up there, in and out, no good. Rebound, Cannon Howell back up. His shot's going to be up there. It rims off, no good. Another offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there. That one is good. Zach Kitten on the third try finally scores for St. Cecilia. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are now leading by 5 points. 11-6 to score now. With 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Grant Myers with the ball. Myers comes out between the circles to Michael Hansen. Hansen picked up there by Asher. Hansen looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Michael Hansen dribbling with the ball. Takes it to the far sideline. Grant Myers has got it. One hands it out here to a Lemberg. Lemberg with a minute and 45 seconds to play. Now drives the ball down the lane. His shot is up there and in. Nathan Lemberg takes it to the hole and scores. He's averaging 14.5 points per ball game. He scores his first field goal right there. 11-8 now. The Hawks with a three-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Asher back into the forecourt. Comes out between the rings to Zach Kitten. Kitten out to Tino on the wing. Back to Kitten. He takes the ball into the paint. Runs into traffic. Bounce pass comes out to O'Keefe. Top of the key to Tino. Down in the right corner. That's Asher. Sends the ball inside. Tipped away from Howell. Out of bounds. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Trevor Ernst. And Cannon Howell is checking out. Kevin Asher going to the bench quite frequently here in the first quarter of play. 11-8. The Hawks having a three-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Tommy O'Keefe. Entry passes to get it inside to Kitten. His shot from 5 feet away. No good. Ball being swatted around and it's picked up here by Centura. Nathan Lemberg has got the ball. Long pass ahead. It's going to be over the head of Holcomb out of bounds. Trying to get it down to the floor to Travis Holcomb. They threw it too far. It goes out of bounds and that's the third turnover on Centura here in the ball game. 11-8. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. A minute and 4 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter from the Chapman Gym tonight, St. Cecilia working against some pressure. Tommy O'Keefe here on the near sideline, jump pass to Tino, splits a couple of defenders. Nice pass down to the baseline, a driving layup is no good by Kitten. Rebound comes down to Kitten, his shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound Holcomb, and he's going to be fouling the play. So Zach Kitten having a tough time at the hole here. Within just a couple of feet of the rim, he couldn't convert, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Hawks as we come back the other direction. Trevor Ernst picks up a rebounding foul there, and that's going to be his first. Zach Kitten now comes out of the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. Back in there is going to be Alex Sheehy. So it'll be Centura inbounding the ball here on the near sideline with 48.9 seconds to play. St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead here in the opening quarter. The Hawks are 16-5 on the season. Centura 5-16. There's Nathan Lemberg with the ball, and he's going to be fouled here by Sheehy. Alex Sheehy riding in Nathan Lemberg as he tried to make a move right at the free throw line. That's going to be a foul on Sheehy. That's going to be his second one of the ball game. Team foul number 5 already in the Blue Hawks. So St. Cecilia kind of struggling out of the gates here. Although they have a three-point lead, 11-8 is the score. We're down to 30 seconds to play. Holcomb grabs the ball, shoots and scores. Nice feed inside to Travis Holcomb. He scores. He's got three field goals now. And the Centurions now trail by 1 point. It is 11-10. Here's Brooks Asher with the ball across the 10-second line to Derek Boyd, who's into the ball game now. Alex Sheehy sends it back out here to Brooks Asher. Asher now to Alex Tino as he gets some directions here from head coach Kevin Asher here on the near sideline. They're down to 6 seconds to go. Alex Tino sends it to the far side to Sheehy. 4-3 from the right sideline. It's going to be up there. No good. Tip try by Boyd. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. So Centura right in the ball game here. Tell you what, give a team like Centura some confidence and be a tough team to put down here. One quarter in the books here tonight in boys high school basketball. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 11, Centura 10. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, second quarter is underway. 11-10 is the score. St. Cecilia has got the lead. And now we have got Centura turning the ball away here on the near sideline right in front of the Hawks bench. The fourth turnover on Centura in the ballgame. Out Patriots gym, it's 53-51 now. Kearney Catholic with the lead over Adams Central late in that ballgame. 53-51, Kearney Catholic with the lead as the Patriots have come from several points down. To make that a ball game, Alex Tino hits a three ball from the right sideline for St. Cecilia. That makes the score now 14-10. St. Cecilia's got a four-point lead. Here comes Centura back with the basketball. Myers has got it, sends it down in the corner to Hanson. His shot is up there, in and out, no good. Ball being tapped around, an offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there, no good. Rebound Centura, another foul shot, no good, and the foul's going to be called. That's Nathan Lemberg in there battling for those rebounds and missing the shots, but now he draws the personal foul here. And Nathan Lemberg will go to the free throw line for Centura. That foul is going to go on Derek Boyd. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 on the Blue Hawks. Lemberg to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one dances around the rim and down to the hole. Lemberg has got 3 points in the ball game. He's a 64% foul shooter in the season. He's the leading scorer on the team, averaging 14.5 in the season. Next shot is up there. It's good. And Centura staying right with the Hawks so far in this ball game, 14-12. St. Cecilia's got a two-point lead. Hawks now working with the ball in backcourt. Here's Brooks Asher with the ball, two-handed pass to get it to Sheehy. It's off of his fingertips. Sheehy tries to chase it down. He saves it, but right into the hands of Hanson. First turnover on St. Cecilia. Here comes Centura back the other way. They get it to Grant Myers. Circles around. Back outside to Lemberg at the top of the key. Lemberg looking. Now moves it behind his screen. Fires up an NBA three. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Boyd. Derek Boyd with a rebound for St. Cecilia. Dribbles out of there. Boyd now in trouble in backcourt. Gets it here to Asher. Down the near sideline to Tino. The ball knocked loose. Tino picks up near the 10-second line. Tino sends it to the right sideline to Sheehy. Bounce pass goes inside to Skok. Now to Sheehy to Tino. Down in the left corner. Asher for three. Shot good. Brooks Asher now with 8 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. And the Hawks have opened up a 5-point lead. 17-12 with 6:26 to play. Here in the second quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium, Nathan Lemberg with the ball. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Lemberg goes inside to Holcomb. Brings it back out to Lemberg in three-point territory, picked up by Tino. Lemberg dribbling right, now gets away from Tino. Inside the free throw circle. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia ball. The Hawks will play things in. Into the ball game now for the Blue Hawks will be Dayton Seeley. Also coming in will be Zach Kitten. High school basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at the Chapman Gymnasium. Final regular season game for Hastings St. Cecilia this year. here at the Chapman Gym. Hawks will be playing in the C28 sub-district tournament beginning next Tuesday over at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Hawks will open up next Tuesday against Southern Valley. We'll have that entire tournament for you next week on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. There's a shot by Kitten at the other end. The shot is up and in. Zach Kitten now with 3 field goals and 6 points, and all of a sudden, St. Cecilia has opened up a 7-point lead over Centura, 19-12 now. With 5 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the first half, here's Michael Hansen with the ball. Michael Hansen drives it down the left side of the lane, stops there, bounce pass, comes out to Lemberg. Lemberg fires the ball back inside to Holcomb. Wheels in a lane, puts up a shot, in and out, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Sheehy. Sheehy down the near sideline, long pass ahead to get it to Asher. Asher in the corner, thought about the 3. Passes it up, comes out to Sheehy. Now to Asher, 3-pointer, good. Brooks Asher nails a 3 from the left corner again. He's got 11 points, and now Dave Ullman wants to call a timeout as St. Cecilia has opened up a 10-point lead over Centura. 5 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 22, Centura 12.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
And Kearney Catholic is leading Adams Central now 65-59. They had just a couple of minutes left in that ball game out at the Patriots Gym. The scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Find them online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. 22-12 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Centura. Centurions come back in their offensive zone and turn the ball away. The scramble away from Holcomb. The ball is taken away there by Sheehy. 5 turnovers now in the Centurions. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball. Dayton Seeley to Sheehy. Down in the corner to Asher. Gets it inside to Kitten to Sheehy. Down the wing on the right side is Seeley. Entry pass deflected away. Picked up by Brooks Asher. Back out to Seeley. Seeley moves it down here in the corner now. It's going to be Brooks Asher with the ball. Entry pass to Zach Kitten. It's off of his fingertips out of bounds. Second turnover now, and he's seeing St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Centura will come back the other direction. The Hawks have a 10-point lead here in the second period. It's 22-12. We're down to 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the second period. Nathan Lemberg with the ball now for Centura. Moves it to the near sideline, down on the baseline, down to get it to Holcomb. Back outside to Hickok with the ball now. Hickok moves it over here on the wing to Nathan Lemberg. Lobs it inside, the ball deflected away from Holcomb, and the ball is brought down here by St. Cecilia. Recovered by Zach Kitten. That's the 6th turnover on Centura. Asher with the ball, drives the baseline, is running one-hander, good. Brooks Asher scoring again. He's now got 13 in the ball game for St. Cecilia. He's got 13 of the 24 points. 24-12 now. Hastings St. Cecilia with the advantage over Centura in boys high school basketball. Michael Hansen on the wing. Michael Hansen works over there against the Sheehy. Hansen tries to drive it against Sheehy. Takes the ball down to the baseline. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Kicked out of bounds by Asher. Centura will play things in. So the Hawks a little slow getting started here tonight, but they have got her in second gear now. The Hawks are rolling. They have doubled up the score in Centura, 24-12. We're at the 4-minute mark of the second quarter at the Chapman Gymnasium. Inbounds pass is going to be deflected away, and the ball is brought down here by Skoke. Thomas Skoke with the deflection, and he gets the steal here in backcourt to Asher. Now to Sheehy. Down in the corner to Seeley. Seeley fakes, dribbles inside. Double team. Gets back out to Sheehy. Sheehy now to Brooks Asher. Over to Seeley. Down in the corner. Entry pass to get it inside to Kitten. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Holcomb. Holcomb has got the rebound for Centura. Out of the pass comes to the near sideline. Here come the Centurions. Myers has got the ball. Grant Myers hustles into the forecourt now against Asher. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Hickok. Hickok works with the ball over there against Thomas Scope. There's a pass back out to Travis Holcomb. He looks to penetrate. Can't do it. Sends it back across the top to Grant Myers. Takes it down the lane. The ball is popped loose from behind. It's picked up by Sheehy. Sheehy gets the ball to Brooks Asher. He drives, shoots, and misses. Rebound Holcomb, and a foul is going to be called. So 7 turnovers on Centura. Now a personal foul is going to be called. It's going to go on the Hawks. So Centura will come back the other direction here with 3:09 to play here in the second quarter. The foul is going to go on Thomas Scope. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Blue Hawks. And now Centura has reached the bonus situation. And the Centurions will go to the free throw line. This is going to be Travis Holcomb going to the line. He's got 6, 8 points already in the ball game tonight for Centura. So he's got 8 out of the 12 points. Nathan Lemberg's got the other 4. So only 2 guys have scored so far for Centura. Travis Holcomb to the free throw line, a 44% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be in and out. No good. He won't get the bonus. Rebound comes down to Cannon Howell. Howell sends it to the far sideline to Alex Tino. Races the ball into the offensive zone. Tino has still got it. There's a pass off of the fingertips of Seeley, but it's picked up here by Tommy O'Keefe. Gets it out here to Zach Kitten. Now they work it back around to the wing on the right side. Tino. Tino to Seeley. To O'Keefe. Cross-court pass again. Alex Tino moves it out in the corner. That's going to be Cannon Howell. One dribble and sends it back out to Tino. Now to Seeley. Seeley comes over here to Tommy O'Keefe. He tries to penetrate, can't do it, sends it back down in the corner left side to Dayton Seeley. Good defense now by Centura as they stay with his zone defense. Here's a Tino inside to Zach Kitten, boots it down the right side of the lane. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. That's going to be Travis Holcomb picking up the foul. That's going to be his second. So Holcomb picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be a shooting situation now for Zach Kitten. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Centura. But into the active shooting was Zach Kitten, so we'll have a couple of free throws here. Dips the knees, fires up the shot, good. Kitten now has 7 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. He's a 51% foul shooter on the season. He's now 45 out of 86 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia has built a 13-point lead now, 25-12 over the Centurions. Hunter Kasperson comes into the ball game now for Centura, replacing looks like Holcomb's going to come to the bench. So Kasperson is in there now. A 5'11" sophomore for Centura. Next shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Kitten, and the rebound comes down here to Lemberg. So it's a 25-12 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by 13 here in this one. Hawks have scored the last 11 points. There's a shot for 3. It's up there and in. Grant Myers nails a 3 ball, so that ends the drought here for the Centurions. It's now a 25-15 ball game. The Hawks are out on top here in this one with 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Here's a Dayton Seeley with the ball. Seeley comes across the top now. That's going to be Tino. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Tommy O'Keefe. Cross-court pass comes over here to Seeley. Seeley brings it back out into three-point territory to Tino. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Tommy O'Keefe back out to Alex Tino. Alex Tino sends it over there to Tommy O'Keefe. Cross-court pass here to Dayton Seeley. Gets it to Tommy O'Keefe now. Drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal. His shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Following shot by Kitten is going to be no good, and he's fouled in the play. Is fouling to play here as they will go to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Jacob Hickok. That's going to be his first. I think the scoreboard operator must have fallen asleep. He just now put that three-pointer up there from Grant Myers on the other end of the floor. Going to the free throw line will be Zach Kitten for St. Cecilia at the other end now. His free throw is up there and in. Kitten is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 8 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia with 17 fouls here in this first half of play. Centura has got 4. Sheehy comes back into the ball game now. Asher coming back in for the Blue Hawks. 26-15. Hastings St. Cecilia looking for their 17th win of the season here tonight against 5 defeats. The next shot is up there from the free throw line. No good by Kitten. And the rebound comes down to Centura. So here come the Centurions now, down by 11 points here. 90 seconds to play in the second quarter. Nathan Lemberg with the ball. Lemberg gets away from Tino, drives it down the left side of the lane, kicks it back out here in the three-point territory at Grant Myers, moving left to right on the dribble across the top of the key, sent to the Hickok, now down to the baseline to Kasperson, back out to Hickok in the corner. Hickok looking there, and he finally gets it here to Nathan Lemberg, still in the corner on the right side. Nathan Lemberg puts it on the floor and dribbles to the elbow, drives it down the right side of the lane, kicks it out here to a Hickok. His shot for 3 is going to be no good, bound for the rebound. Kasperson grabs the ball, and now we got a foul called. Kasperson got the rebound, but I think he's also be guilty of a personal foul here. That's going to be the case. Hunter Kasperson picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Centurions here in this first half of play. St. Cecilia's got an 11-point lead over Centura, 26-15. Final tune-up before the C28 sub-district tournament next week at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Here's Tino with the ball. Tino comes out between the rings now to Brooks Asher, brings it back to Tino on the wing. Centura is still in a 2-3 zone defense here. Hawks, Brooks Asher, right side, cross-court pass comes to Sheehy. Entry pass to get it to Cannon Howell and a traveling violation. Cannon Howell grabs it in the lane, but a couple of Centurions collapse on him. He's whistled for a traveling violation. Has 3 turnovers now in St. Cecilia here in this first half. We're down to 40 seconds to play. Hawks are out on top by a score of 26-15. Centura comes back with the ball. Here's Nathan Lemberg. slowly in the offensive zone. Now gets away from Tino. Drives the ball down the lane all the way to the goal. His shot is up there. Good. Nice move to the basket there by Nathan Lemberg. He gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 26-17. The Hawks with a 9-point lead. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Lemberg. He gets it out here in the 3-point territory. A shot by Myers. No good. Rebound Lemberg. Follow shot. No good. Rebound Lemberg. He's stripped of the ball and is picked up here by Brinks Asher. Asher gets the ball ahead down to Tino down the right sideline. And contact made over there, and the foul is going to be called. Jacob Hickok is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Hickok. That's going to be team foul number six on the Centurions. Into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, Tommy O'Keefe. So O'Keefe is going to come in. Checking out is going to be Trevor Ernst. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. 3.5 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Sheehy will get things in to Cannon Howell. Back to Sheehy. Bombs away for three. Shot is up there. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. First half in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. St. Cecilia with the lead here at the break over Centura. It's AC St. Cecilia 26, Centura 17. You're listening to boys high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com, and I'm inviting you to join me out here in the Tri-Cities as I make my rounds and talk about the 2014 Husker recruiting class and preview spring practice. On Tuesday night, I'll be at the HK Sports Bar in Hastings at 6 o'clock. I hope to see you all out this week in the Tri-Cities as we talk some Husker recruiting and preview the upcoming spring.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight at halftime. Centura trailing the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 26-17. A special presentation is now going on with the Burton family of Hastings. So the St. Cecilia basketball team is being involved with that here at halftime. 26-17 is our score with the Hawks out on top. It was a 11-10 ball game at the end of the first quarter. Centura stayed right with the Blue Hawks through the first couple of minutes of the ball game. St. Cecilia jumping out to an early 5-0 lead. Centura coming back to pull within 1 point at 7-6. And St. Cecilia leading 11-10 after one quarter. The Hawks had a 14-12 advantage early in the second quarter of play. And then Centura went on a little dry spell as the Blue Hawks rattled off 11 straight points. They went on an 11-0 run to go out on top 25-12. And right now our score at halftime is 26-17 for the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia out on top of the Centurions here tonight. Got a final score in from out at the Patriots gym tonight. The Kearney Catholic Stars have come to town and have beaten the Adams Central Patriots. Final score of 73-63. So Kearney Catholic picking up a win over Adams Central in boys high school basketball tonight, 73-63. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of the Sonic Drive-In on South Burlington in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirect.com. 26-17 is our score here at halftime as the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia have got the lead over the Centurions. We'll come back and check the scoring in 1 minute.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS with the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks are out on top of Centura by a score of 26-17. Checking the scoring in the first half, the Hawks have played a bunch of guys here in the first 16 minutes of this ball game. Brooks Asher is leading the way for St. Cecilia. He's got 13 points in the ball game. Asher has knocked down 3 3-pointers, and he's got 2 2-point field goals. So Brooks Asher has got 13 points, leading everybody in scoring so far in this ball game. Zach Kitten, he has got 8 points. Kitten has got 3 field goals, and he is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Asher with 13. Zach Kitten, he has got 8 points in the game. The other scorers for St. Cecilia, Alex Tino, he has knocked down a 3-pointer for his only score in the first half. And Cannon Howell, he has got a field goal for 2. Only 4 guys have scored for St. Cecilia. And again, Brooks Asher is leading the way with 13 points. Centura, they've got only 3 guys that have scored so far in this ball game. Travis Holcomb is leading the way. He's got 8 points. Holcomb has got 3 field goals, and he is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Nathan Lemberg, he's got 6 points on a couple of field goals. He's 2 out of 2 from the line. And Grant Myers, he's got a 3-pointer for 3 points. Centura is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Here in the first half of play, St. Cecilia is 2 out of 4. Centura has turned the ball over 7 times. Hastings St. Cecilia has got 4 turnovers. The Hawks with a lead here with the Centurions in boys high school basketball. They're going to score at halftime. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 26, Centura 17. We'll have more after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium, having a little bit of an extended halftime presentation here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Centura. The score is 26-17 here at the break. Plenty of sports coming up for you this weekend on our network of stations on Platte River Radio. Tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS, we'll have Hastings College basketball. Since this one is done tonight, we'll head for Orange City, Iowa. And we'll have Hastings College playing at Northwestern tomorrow. Hastings College women's basketball team has a chance to wrap up the regular season championship with a win tomorrow in Orange City against the Red Raiders. That'll be the first ball game at 2 o'clock. Then the Hastings College men will take to the floor at 4. The Broncos looking to break a 3-game losing streak as they get set for the GPAC postseason tournament next week. So that'll be an exciting afternoon in Orange City tomorrow. Hastings will play at Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 1:45 here on 1230 KHAS. tomorrow night on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. You'll get USHL hockey. The Lincoln Stars playing at the Tri-City Storm. Pre-game will be at 6:50 with a face-off at 7:05. Those two teams are playing tonight in Lincoln, and the game is on the Breeze this evening. So they're playing in Lincoln tonight, and then they'll come back and play at the Viero Event Center in Kearney tomorrow night. And the action on Sunday on our network of stations will have men's college basketball on the Breeze as Purdue will take on Nebraska at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Pre-game show will be at 2 o'clock with a tip-off at 3. Again, our score here at halftime, it's Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of the Centurions of Centura. The score is 26-17. Leading the way again for St. Cecilia in the first half is Brooks Asher. He has got 13 points in the ball game. Leading the way for the Centurions is Travis Holcomb. He has got 8 points. We'll come back and chat more here at halftime as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium in Hastings St. Cecilia, getting a kind of an extended halftime show here tonight, but we're just a couple of minutes away from the second half action here between the Centurions and the Blue Hawks. Girls district finals are now set in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Of course, St. Cecilia last night winning over Blue Hill 44-42 to win the C2 8 sub-district title. The Hawkettes will move on to their district championship ball game. Everything will be next Friday night in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. The Hawkettes, they will get to play here in the city of Hastings. They'll take on the Sutton Phillies. They'll play up at Hastings High next Friday night beginning at 7. So Sutton will play Hastings St. Cecilia at Hastings High in one of the six district championship ball games next Friday night. Elsewhere in C2, Palmyra will play UTAN at Waverly. Pender will play Homer at a site yet to be determined. Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family will take on Shelby Rising City at Central Community College in Columbus. Elsewhere in Class C2, it'll be Crofton, the number one ranked team, playing Ainsworth up at Boyd County. And the other game will have Ravenna playing Dundee County Stratton. That will be out in North Platte. So you get the six district champions. Then two wildcard teams will move on into the Girls State High School basketball tournament down in Lincoln. In Class C1, locally, it'll be Grand Island Central Catholic playing Minden. That game has been set for Hastings College beginning at 7 o'clock next Friday. The other game, Syracuse versus Lincoln Lutheran at Norris. It'll be Platteview against Bishop Newman at Elkhorn South. Fairbury will play Columbus Scotus at Lincoln Christian. Wayne will play Pierce at Northeast Community College in Norfolk. And it'll be Hershey against Shadron at Sydney High School. In Class D1, the districts for the girls next week, next Friday. It'll be Friend taking on Bruning Davenport Shickley at Doane College in Crete. Scribner Snyder will play Emerson Hubbard at a site to be determined. Humphrey St. Francis will take on the Red Cloud Warriors. That'll be next Friday night at Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Boyd County will take on Sandhills Thetford at Burwell. Elm Creek against Arapahoe at Lexington. And it'll be Sutherland against Hemingford at Sydney High School. Finally, for the girls' districts in Class D2 next Friday, it'll be Falls City Sacred Heart against Diller O'Dell at Pawnee City. Meade will take on Bancroft Rosalie at Fremont. Why not against Ewing? That will be at Wausau next Friday night. The D2-4 district championship game will be at Gibbon as Giltner will take on Bertrand. D25 will be at Wallace, Juanita Palisade against Paxton. And D26 will be at Alliance as Garden County will take on Crawford. That kind of sets the stage for the girls in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Their next action again will be next Friday in district championship ball games. We've got the second half coming up here in boys high school play tonight. Final regular season game for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. They've got the advantage over Centura 26-17. We've got the third quarter coming up next on 1230 KHAS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Hawks led 11-10 at the end of the first quarter. It's now a 26-17 ball game. As St. Cecilia outscores Centura 15-7 there in the second quarter as they get their offense cranked up a little bit. And now the Hawks will have the ball to begin this third quarter of play as they shoot to our basket to our right. Here's Sheehy right in front of the free throw line. His shot is up there. Good. Alex Sheehy gets his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 2 points, and St. Cecilia has expanded their lead to 11 points again at 28-17. Here comes Centura shooting to our basket to our left. Here's Lemberg in the lane, works against Sheehy, kicks it out here on the wing. The Grant Myers dribbles it to the top of the key, moves it over on the wing on the right side, hopping toward the goal. His shot is up there and in. Michael Hansen takes the ball to goal and scores in the paint. It's now a 28-19 ball game, a 9-point lead for the Hawks. Here's Sheehy from the corner. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Skoke in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Thomas Skoke grabs the offensive board and the put back. That's his first field goal in the ball game. And again, the Hawks go out on top by 11 points. It is 30-19. We have played a minute here of this third quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium. Nathan Lemberg with the ball on the wing. Lemberg brings it out to a Hickok. Gets it inside now. There's Holcomb, his shot from the baseline. A little hook shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas Skoke. Skoke gets the ball now to Asher. Drives it. Nice pass to Kitten. Shot good. Zach Kitten scores as Asher gets the assist. Kitten has now got 10 points in the ball game, and the Blue Hawks now have a 13-point lead, 32-19 here in boys high school basketball tonight. Lemberg has got the ball at the free throw line. Backs it back out. Sends it down the right side of the lane to Holcomb. He can't go up the shot. Gets it back out to Lemberg out here in three-point territory. Pass underneath the hole to Hansen as it jarred loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Centura ball. The Centurions will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Centura just 5-16 on the season. Trying to pull off an upset here tonight in the final regular season game for the Blue Hawks here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. There's Lemberg. His shot off the baseline. Good. Nice shot there by Nathan Lemberg. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. The Centurions are back to within 11 again, 32-21. We're approaching the six-minute mark here in the third quarter. Here's Zach Kitten takes the ball. The whole shot's going to be blocked down, and the ball's going to be recovered here by Hansen. Kevin Asher wanted a foul. He didn't get it. Hansen has got the ball now to Lemberg. Long pass down to four to Holcomb. His shot is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose, and it's brought down here by St. Cecilia. Dayton Seeley with the ball for the Hawks. Gets it into the forecourt. Now to Sheehy. Moves it down in the corner. Asher for three. Shot good. Brooks Asher has found his favorite spot down there. He's now got 16 points in the ball game here for the Blue Hawks. He's averaging 12.8 on the season. 35-21. The Hawks now leading by 14 points. 5.5 minutes to play. Here's Hansen for three. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy for St. Cecilia. Gets the pass ahead now to Zach Kitten. He drives, shoots, and scores. Zach Kitten scores. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. And now Dave Oman wants to call a timeout. Dave Oman calls a timeout with 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia out to a 16-point lead now. It's the Blue Hawks 37, the Centurions 21. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
So St. Cecilia has used an 11-0 run in the second quarter and an 11-4 run to begin the third quarter of play. And all of a sudden, they have a 16-point lead, 37-21 now, facing St. Cecilia with the advantage here. Lemberg bounce pass, takes it down to the right baseline to Hickok. He is double-teamed down there. Hickok gets it away, moves it down in the corner. There's a pass that's going to be deflected away. It's loose in the lane, picked up now by Hansen. He drives it to the goal. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Holcomb, follow shot is up there and in. Travis Holcomb grabs the offensive board and a putback. He's got 10 points in the ball game. 37-23. Down to 4:47 to play. Now we got a foul here in backcourt. They go on Nathan Lemberg. That's going to be his first. Again, earlier tonight, out of the Patriots gym at Adams Central, Kearney Catholic has come to town to beat the Adams Central Patriots in boys play. 73-63. This update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. 37-23. The Hawks leading here by 14 points. St. Cecilia with the ball in their offensive zone. Brooks Asher on the far sideline. Seeley, top of the key, dribbles into the free throw line. The ball swatted away. It's picked up by Centura. Long pass down the floor to Lemberg. Is driving layup good. Nathan Lemberg scores on the St. Cecilia turnover. That's 5 turnovers on the Hawks. It's now 37-23. St. Cecilia with a 14-point lead. Zach Kitten has got the ball now for the Blue Hawks in their offensive zone. Brooks Asher on the far sideline. Down to Sheehy. Takes it back to Asher in the corner. Wide open. 3-pointer good. Brooks Asher, he's warming up. He's got 19 in the ball game now for the Blue Hawks. A couple of three-pointers here in the third quarter, and it's 40-23, the Hawks with the lead. Here comes Centura back with the ball with 3:53 to play in the third quarter. Lemberg comes out between the rings to Hickok. He's picked up out there by Zach Kitten. Hickok tries to dribble it into the lane, and it'll be swatted away from him out of bounds. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Cannon Howell, also coming in will be Tino. Skoke will come to the bench. Dayton Seeley comes to the bench now for head coach Kevin Asher. 40-25, the Hawks with a 15-point lead. Looking for their 17th win of the season here tonight. Here's Michael Hansen with the ball. Hansen gets it to Hickok. Out here in three-point territory to Grant Myers. Myers to the far sideline to Lemberg. Lobs it inside. Holcomb grabs the ball. A shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. Pass comes in there from the right wing. Travis Holcomb grabs the ball, and he's going to be fouled in the play here. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two, as he was mauled in the act of shooting. That's going to be the first foul on St. Cecilia here in the second half. It goes on Zach Kitten. That's going to be his first. Holcomb to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. He is now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 11 points in the game. And the St. Cecilia lead is now 14 points at 40-26. 3:35 to play here in the third. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Cannon Howell. Howell gets it down to Brooks Asher here in the near sideline. Pressure in the backcourt by Centura. Here's Tino with the ball. Down to Sheehy. Down in the right corner, that's Cannon Howell. Brings it back out to Sheehy. To Tino. On the wing on the left side to Brooks Asher. Out between the circles. Brings it back to Tino. Bounce pass goes inside to Zach Kitten. Jump pass to Sheehy. Three-pointer from the near side. It's going to be off the front iron. No good. The Hawks crash the boards, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called on Alex Tino. That's going to be his first. So first foul on Alex Tino. Second team foul on the Blue Hawks here in the second half of play. Here comes Hunter Kasperson into the ball game now for Centura. Going out will be Nathan Lemberg. St. Cecilia applying a little bit of pressure here in backcourt now. Michael Hansen trots it across the 10-second line against Brooks Asher. Michael Hansen moves it to the left side. Here's a pass down low, and it's going to be over the head of everybody out of bounds. Trying to get it to Hunter Kasperson in the paint there. They threw it too far. Goes out of bounds. 8 turnovers now on the Centurions. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia is going to be Derek Boyd. And going out is going to be Zach Kitten. Probably going to see just about everybody play for St. Cecilia here tonight before they get ready for their sub-district tournament next week. Their opening round opponent will be Southern Valley. That'll be on Tuesday night over at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. There's a driving layup by Sheehy, no good, but he gets his own rebound to Tino, to Brooks for three. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Derek Boyd. Reverse layup is up there and in. Derek Boyd scores there for St. Cecilia in the putback. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And the Hawks again lead by 16 points at 42-26. Here comes Centura back with the ball. Hansen lobs it inside to Holcomb. He's double-teamed, goes up with a shot, and he's fouled in the play. And Holcomb will go back to the free throw line now for the Centurions. Derek Boyd picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. And I'm going to say it occurred before the shot. So no free throws. And Centura will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket with 2:28 to play. They're in the third quarter here from the Chapman Gymnasium. Michael Hansen moves it to the right corner down there. There's Grant Myers. His basket will be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Tino streaks back the other way. He's driving layup. No good. And he's fouled in the play. Tino wastes no time getting back up the floor after another turnover is chalked up on Centura. That's their ninth of the ball game, and now it's going to be Tino going to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. He was fouled in a play by Lemberg. That's going to be his second. So Lemberg with two fouls. That's going to be team foul number two in the Centurions. To the free throw line for St. Cecilia, Alex Tino. His shot is up there and in. Tino is a 76% foul shooter on the season. He's now 31 out of 40 from the free throw line this year. Asher comes out. Into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia will be Dayton Seeley. The St. Cecilia lead is 17 points at 43-26. Alex Tino will have one more. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Tino cans a pair of free throws. St. Cecilia now 4 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. And their lead has increased to 18 points at 44-26. Here's Centura with the ball. They go back door, grabbing ball is Lemberg. He can't go for the shot. Wheels in the lane. Contact made in there, and the foul is going to be called. They got the ball to Lemberg, but he was too far underneath the basket to go up, so he tries to maneuver in the lane, and he draws the personal foul on Alex Sheehy. That's going to be the third foul on Sheehy. Into the ball game now is going to be Travis Holcomb for Centura. Going out is going to be Jacob Hickok. Into the ball game for Easting St. Cecilia is going to be Tommy O'Keefe. Going out will be Sheehy. 2:01 to play here in the third quarter, 44-26. The Hawks have the lead. Here's Centura with the ball, and the pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Lemberg. Turnover number 10 on Centura. And the ball game now for the Centurions will be Jacob Hickok. Going out will be Grant Myers. St. Cecilia led this baby at halftime 26-17. It was 11-10 after the first quarter in favor of the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia has led this baby the entire way so far here in this ball game. Here's Alex Tino, moves it down in the corner. Cannon Howell to Tino across the top to Dayton Seeley. Far sideline to Tommy O'Keefe. Entry pass deflected away from Boyd. It goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia ball. Hawks will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own bucket here at the 1:45 mark of the third quarter. St. Cecilia will inbound. Here comes Dayton Seeley. He'll be the trigger man now for the Hawks. He's got the ball as he comes out here to Tino. Now to Cannon Howell, free throw line extended left side as he holds the ball, puts it on the floor, dribbles out here into three-point territory to Alex Tino. Now to Tommy O'Keefe, to Tino again, to O'Keefe on the wing on the right side. O'Keefe, bounce pass back out to Tino, sent to the Seeley, free throw line extended left side as Centura still in his zone defense to Tino, to O'Keefe on the baseline. O'Keefe dribbles with the ball, back out to Tino, looking to penetrate, can't do it. There's Seeley on the wing, Seeley looking to penetrate, takes it to the top of the key to Tino. Now to O'Keefe, drives the baseline, and shot is up there and in. So Tommy O'Keefe taking it from the right corner toward the goal, and he scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And now the Hawks lead by 20. 46-26 in boys high school basketball tonight. Nathan Lemberg with the ball on the right sideline. Lobs it to Kasperson. Now to Lemberg again in three-point territory. Back inside, Holcomb grabs the ball and shot, no good, but he's fouled into play. Holcomb will go to the free throw line now for the Centurions, and he was hacked on the arm there. Personal foul is going to be called on Cannon Howell. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks. Travis Holcomb to the free throw line. He's got 11 points so far tonight. 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. He'll have 2 shots here. His first one is up there. It's going to be no good. Into the Blue Hawk lineup now is going to be Thomas Skoke. Asher also comes back in. Tino comes to the bench. Cannon Howell will come to the bench now. 53.3 seconds to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia out on top, 46-26. Next shot by Holcomb is going to be no good. Rebound Boyd. Derek Boyd has got the board. He gets it away to a Dayton Seeley. Hustles back the other way to Brooks Asher. High left side. Now to a Seeley again. 3-point territory. Centura still in that 2-3 zone defense. They've hunkered down in that thing all night long tonight. There's Tommy O'Keefe with the ball to the near sideline to Brooks Asher. Asher brings it up. Back out to Dayton Seeley. We'll see if St. Cecilia plays for the final shot here. And obviously that's what they're going to do here at the 25-second mark. A score in from the Patriots gym. Adams Central losing tonight to Kearney Catholic in boys high school play. Lost by the score of 73-63. St. Cecilia leading here by 20, 46-26. Here's O'Keefe now with 9 seconds. O'Keefe now to Brooks Asher. Asher moves to the left side of the wing. Cross-court pass comes to Seeley. Fakes the three, dribbles inside a 15-footer. Put up there, no good. Ball is brought down by Centura, and that's the end of the third quarter. Myers got the rebound there for the Centurions in the third quarter in the books here at the Chapman Gymnasium in Hastings, St. Cecilia. After three, the Hawks have a 20-point lead. It's St. Cecilia 46, Centura 26. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia as we enter the fourth and final quarter here tonight. 46-26. Blue Hawks have the lead over the Centurions. It'll be Centura inbounding the ball to begin this fourth quarter. There's a shot from the left side by Hansen. No good. Rebound comes out of Thomas Skoke. One and done for the Centurions. Thomas Skoke has got the ball for the Blue Hawks. Down to Brooks Asher down the near sideline. There's Sheehy with the ball. Out to Brooks, to Sheehy, down on the baseline. Thomas Skoke, as he holds the ball, spins toward the baseline. Can't go up for the shot. Goes out to Sheehy. Across the top, down to Seeley. Back to Sheehy on the wing. On the baseline to Skoke. Looking to penetrate. Does. Puts it off the glass. The shot no good. Offensive rebound. Kitten. His shot is good, and he's fouling the play. Skoke misses the first one. Kitten right there on the offensive board and the putback. He'll go to the free throw line now to try to complete a three-point play. Kitten has now got 14 points in the ball game. Asher is leading the way so far. He's got 19. Last personal foul went on Lemberg. That's going to be his third. And a shot from the free throw line by Kitten is up and in. Zach Kitten now with 15 in the ballgame. The St. Cecilia lead is 23 points. 49-26 in the early stages of this fourth quarter here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. Here's a Lemberg with the ball for Centurion on the near sideline. Gets it away to Grant Myers. Dribbles into the lane. His shot is up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound Hickok. His shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Seeley. Dayton Seeley has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Bring back the other way and a traveling violation. Seeley stops right at the top of the three-point arc, but his momentum carries him forward. He gets hit with a traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number 6 on St. Cecilia tonight. St. Cecilia led 11-10 after the first quarter, 26-17 at halftime. Then the Blue Hawks outscoring Centura 20-9 in the third quarter, and they've got a 49-26 lead here. Now here in the fourth quarter of play, there's a ball stripped away on the baseline there. Lemberg can't control it, and the ball's going to be picked up by Zach Kitten. That's going to be the 11th turnover on Centura. Now we got a foul called here in backcourt. So a foul is going to be called here on the Centura. It's going to go on Grant Myers. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Centurions here in this second half of play. And St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. And now what do we got? We got a timeout called. All right. We got Centura calling a timeout down here. We'll take a break with 6 minutes and 43 seconds to play. We've got a timeout, Centura. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 49, Centura 26.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We're located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS from Orange City, Iowa. It'll be Hastings taking on Northwestern. Women will play for the GPAC regular season championship tomorrow against the Red Raiders. That game will go at 2 o'clock, followed by the Hastings College men as they try to break a three-game losing streak as they get ready for the GPAC postseason tournament next week. 2 and 4 o'clock will be the game times tomorrow. 1:45 will be the pregame show on 1230 KHAS. We'll also have live reports throughout the day tomorrow from the state wrestling championships at the Century Link Center in Omaha. Tomorrow will be championship Saturday, so all that stuff is coming up for you tomorrow right here on 1230 KHAS. 49-26 the score, and St. Cecilia throws the ball away. Coming out of the timeout, they were setting up offensively here. And Sheehy throws the ball the opposite side. Nobody was over there. They throw it out of bounds. Somebody was not on the right page. 7 turnovers now in St. Cecilia. The Hawks still have a 23-point lead. Now here's a personal foul. It's going to be called at the other end as Centura tried to pound the ball inside. A foul is going to go here on the Hawks. It's going to go on Thomas Skoke. That's going to be his third foul. Team foul number 6 on the Blue Hawks here in this second half of play. Non-shooting situation. Centura will play things in. Here's Michael Hansen with the ball. Out of Lemberg, dribbles it right side of the lane, stops, puts up an off-balance shot, no good. Long rebound, and it's loose. It goes to the far side. It's still loose into the backcourt. It's picked up by Hansen. Michael Hansen with the ball now for Centura. Runs her back down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy. Alex Sheehy with the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia to the far sideline to Dayton Seeley. Seeley brings it into the offensive zone now. The Sheehy on the far sideline. Alex Sheehy comes out to Dayton Seeley. Out here in three-point territory, Centura is extending out that zone defense now. Down the near sideline, Alex Sheehy lobs it inside. That's Kitten with the ball, kicks it out here. Asher on the far sideline, cross-court pass comes over to Sheehy. Entry pass to Kitten, puts a man in the air, goes up left-handed, a shot no good, tip try good. Thomas Skoke scores on the tip. After Zach Kitten misses the first shot, and the Blue Hawks now lead by 25 points, 51-26. Here's Nathan Lemberg with the ball with 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in this one. Jacob Hickok now to Lemberg. Lobs the ball inside. It's going to be deflected away from Travis Holcomb. And the ball is going to be brought down here by St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks come back the other way. Dayton Seeley with the ball. That's going to be turnover number 12 on Centura. Inside again. Wheeling with the ball is going to be Skoke. Moves it down to Sheehy on the baseline. It's shot good. Skoke right in front of the basket finds Alex Sheehy in the corner of his eye and sends it down to the right baseline. And Sheehy scores. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. 53-26. The Hawks by 27 now. As the pass is deflected out of bounds. Grant Myers had it deep in the corner of the right side. His pass deflected out of bounds there by Zach Kitten. So a 27-point lead here for Hastings St. Cecilia. It's 53-26. 4:46 to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's Nathan Lemberg with the ball. Bounce pass to the far side. Nearly intercepted by Sheehy. Michael Hansen gets it under control. A jump pass moves it down in the corner to Lemberg. Lemberg drives the baseline, forces up a shot. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. The ball's going to be picked up here by Zach Kitten. Kitten has got it on the 13th turnover on Centura. The Blue Hawks leading by 27, 53-26. Seeley, nice pass, driving for the layup. The shot is up and in. Zach Kitten scores. He's now got 17 in the ballgame. Dayton Seeley gets the assist. And the Blue Hawks now lead by a score of 55-26 as they're putting this baby away now with 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Nathan Lemberg moves it down the right side of the lane. Gives it away to Michael Hansen. His pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Asher. He drives, shoots, and he's fouled into play. So Centura turns it away on their offensive end. Asher coming back the other way. He's going to go to the free throw line now as he is fouled on this play. Personal is going to be whistled on Grant Myers of Centura. That's going to be his second. And now Dave Ullman wants to call another timeout. Dave Ullman wants to burn another timeout here with 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 55, Centura 26.
Get more than you expect at Burn Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines, customized to fit your need. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, hey, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings. All Saints Cecilia tonight, as expected. The Hawks over the Centurions of Centura, 55-26. Going to the free throw line for the Blue Hawks will be Brooks Asher. He's leading the way in scoring tonight, 19 points in the ball game for Asher. First chance at a free throw. His shot is up there. The shot good. Asher is 78% foul shooter on the season. He is now 38 out of 48 from the free throw line. Asher will have one more here for the Hawks. That gives him a 30-point lead, 56-26. Next shot is up there. It's good. And in the ball game now for the Blue Hawks will be O'Keefe. Asher will come to the bench. So the next game for St. Cecilia is going to be in the postseason. St. Cecilia will take on a very good Southern Valley team next Tuesday at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Southern Valley, a team that is 20-2 on the season. That's a matchup in the second round, the semifinals of the C28 sub-district tournament. Here's Centura coming back as they got her down low to Travis Holcomb, and he draws the personal foul down there. The foul is going to go on Cannon Howell. That's going to be his second. Travis Holcomb goes to the free throw line. He's got 11 points in the ball game thus far for Centura. The shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. We'll have that complete C28 sub-district tournament next Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday on the Breeze, KYQ 94.5. We'll get started with the play-in game on Monday as Blue Hill will take on Franklin. That game will tip off at 7. Be on the air pregame at about 6:45 from Minden. And the semifinals on Tuesday with the finals on Thursday next week. 57-28 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top here, cruising here in this ball game, leading by 29. Here's Dayton Seeley with the ball. Got Tino over here on the wing on the left side. Tino lobs it over here to a Dayton Seeley. Cross-court pass goes to O'Keefe. O'Keefe on the wing on the left side, dribbling with the ball. There's a jump pass back to Dayton Seeley. Dribble penetration. Pass down on the baseline. Cannon Howell, 12-footer. Good. Howell scores on a J on the right baseline. He's got 4 points in the ball game. It's 59-28. Hawks now leading by 31 in the ball game. Here's Michael Hansen with the ball. Hansen looking to penetrate. Gets it back out between the circles. The Myers drops it down low. It's going to be tipped away from Holcomb. And the ball's going to be brought down here by Seeley. That is a 15th turnover on Centura in the ball game. Here comes Dayton Seeley back the other way. Seeley in the lane, out to Tino. Tino drives it down the right side of the lane. Now splits a couple of defenders. Still can't go for the shot. Is Seeley down to Tommy O'Keefe. Entry pass deflected away from Howell. Ball is loose and is picked up here by Myers. Long pass down to four. They get it to Hickok. He drives, shoots, and scores. Jacob Hickok scoring there on the St. Cecilia turnover. The Hawks have turned the ball over 8 times tonight. 59-30. St. Cecilia with the advantage with 2.5 minutes to play here in this basketball game. Here's a Dayton Seeley with the ball. Moves it over here in the right baseline to Tommy O'Keefe. Cross-court pass goes over to Seeley. Seeley out here in three-point territory. Down in the corner, that's a Cannon Howell. His shot for three is up there, no good. Holcomb with the rebound. Travis Holcomb's pass is intercepted. His outlet pass intercepted by O'Keefe. He gets the ball down to Seeley, drives it down the right side of the lane, and he's fouled in the play. So Centura gives it away again as the outlet pass was intercepted. Now St. Cecilia will go to the free-throw line. That's Dayton Seeley going to the line. The foul is going to go on Lemberg. That's going to be his fourth. Team foul number 6 in the Centurions. Dayton Seeley to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. That's the first free throw of the night for Seeley. He's a 57% foul shooter. Derek Boyd comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Here comes Seth Kierkegaard into the contest as well. Boyd has been in there sporadically here in this ball game tonight. Seth Kierkegaard seeing his first playing time. 6-foot sophomore here for the Hawks. Shot from the free throw line by Seeley is up there and in. He's going to check out now. End of the ball game for the Hawks will be Grant Schmidt. He's a 6'1" freshman now for St. Cecilia. 61-30. The Hawks with a big 31-point lead. They have doubled the score here on the Centurions. We're down to 2 minutes to play here in this one. Grant Myers has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to Jose Guzman, who's into the ball game now for the Centurions. Here's Hickok with the ball. His pass is deflected. They pick it back up near the 10-second line. Myers has got it. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. Good. Grant Myers scoring there from the free throw line. Kind of an off-balance shot. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 61-32. St. Cecilia's got the lead with a minute and 33 seconds to play. Here's, looks like Grant Schmidt has got the ball now out here in 3-point territory. The true freshman there, the freshman for Hastings St. Cecilia, playing here in the varsity squad. He's got the ball here on the near sideline. Schmidt comes out between the circles. That's going to be Tommy O'Keefe. Moves it down on the right baseline now to Derek Boyd. Now to Grant Schmidt again. Comes across the top to Tommy O'Keefe. There's an entry pass intercepted. Intercepted there by Holcomb for the Centurions. Back the other way. Here comes Centurion with the ball. It's going to be Hickok. Throws up a three-pointer. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Boyd. We're down to 55 seconds to play. Back the other way comes St. Cecilia. Here on the near sideline, it's going to be Kierkegaard with the ball. Moves it over on the left wing on the left side. Driving. Now here's a pass to the near sideline. It's going to be Grant Schmidt. He loses control of the ball down here in the corner. Schmidt picks her back up. Throws it out to Seth Kierkegaard near the 10-second line. 39 seconds to go. Here's Tommy O'Keefe with the ball. O'Keefe. Here's a pass over here to Seth Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard down to Schmidt. He spins right side of the lane. It's not to be blocked down by Holcomb. And the rebound comes down here to Centura. Guzman comes back the other way for the Centurions to the near sideline. Now we got a timeout called. A timeout is called here by Centurions. They just want to get some more people into the ball game here. So we're going to have a couple of substitutions on each side here quickly. 23 seconds to play. They're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll take one, too. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. See Scott and the crew for all of your pharmaceutical needs at Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street. We'll be back after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
As we take a shot, Centura misses one off of the baseline. St. Cecilia races back the other way, and they were out of bounds. Coming back with the ball and a dribble with Seth Kierkegaard, and he steps out of bounds. The 10th turnover now on Hastings St. Cecilia here in the ball game. We got 12 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Coming up right after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game tonight, our coach's post-game show, before we get out of here tonight. The Hawks leading by a score of 61-32. It's a 29-point lead. All being swatted around is picked up here by Hickok. Down to get it to Guzman. His shot for three is up there and in. Jose Guzman hits the three-pointer, and the Blue Hawks will win by 26 points here tonight. So St. Cecilia wins it tonight over the Centurions. The final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 61, Centura 35. So the Blue Hawks will wrap up the regular season with a mark of 17 wins and 5 losses on the season. St. Cecilia, they will play Southern Valley in the first round of the C28 sub-district tournament next week. Meanwhile, it'll be Centura. They dropped to 5 wins and 17 losses on the season. Their first-round opponent in their sub-district will be Broken Bow. But Hastings St. Cecilia wraps up the win tonight over Centura, 61-35. Back with a recap after this.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia, the Blue Hawks pick up a win tonight over Centura. The final score is 61-35, so the Blue Hawks now 17-5 on the season. Centura drops to 5 wins and 17 losses. It was close at the end of one quarter. St. Cecilia scored the first 5 points of the ballgame. Centura came back to pull within 1 at 7-6. St. Cecilia had a 1-point lead after the first quarter, 11-10. The Hawks led 14-12 early in the second quarter. Then they went on an 11-0 run to go out on top 25-12. St. Cecilia leading 26-17 at halftime. St. Cecilia then opens up the third quarter of play on an 11-4 run to go out on top 37-21. And the ball game virtually was over at that point. The Blue Hawks led by 20 at the end of three, 46-26. And they win it tonight by 26 points at 61-35. Scoring the ball game for Centura, Travis Holcomb, he led the way, 4 field goals, 5 out of 9 from the free throw line. He had 13 points. Nathan Lemberg, he had 4 field goals. He was 2 out of 2 from the line for 10. The other scores for Centura, it was Grant Myers scoring 5 points. He had a 3 and a 2. Jose Guzman hit that last 3-pointer of the ball game. His only points in the ball game. Jacob Hickok, he had a field goal for 2. And Michael Hansen had a field goal for 2. Centura was 7 out of 11 from the free throw line tonight, unofficially 16 turnovers in the basketball game. For the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia, they were led by Brooks Asher as he scores 21 points in the ball game. Asher had 5 3-pointers in this ball game. He had 2 2-point field goals. He was also 2 for 2 from the free throw line, so not a bad night for Brooks Asher as he scores 21 points in the contest. Zach Kitten, he comes up with 17 points. Kitten had 7 field goals, and he was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. So Asher with 21, Zach Kitten with 17. 5 points tonight for Alex Tino on a 3, and he was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Cannon Howell and a couple of field goals. Thomas Skok had 2 field goals for 4. Alex Sheehy, 2 field goals for 4. Dayton Seeley, 2 for 2 from the free throw line for 2. Tommy O'Keefe, he had a field goal and 2 points. The Blue Hawks, 9 out of 11 from the free throw line, unofficially 10 turnovers in the basketball game. So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Centura by a score of 61-35. The Hawks now get ready for the C28 sub-district tournament next Tuesday in Minden. And again, we'll have complete coverage, all the games from the C28 sub-district tournament next week on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5, beginning with a play-in game on Monday as the Blue Hill Bobcats will take on the Flyers out of Franklin beginning at 7 o'clock. Again, a final in this one, 61-35. The Blue Hawks with a win. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's post-game show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230
KHAS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
Again, St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Centura 61-35. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. And two guys in double figures really carried the team here tonight. 21 points for Brooks Asher, 17 points for Zach Kitten. Not a whole lot offensively other than those two guys here tonight, but the Hawks didn't need it as they cruise to an easy win here tonight, 61-35. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Our player of the game for the Hawks tonight will be Brooks Asher. He leads the team in scoring. He had 5 3-pointers. He had 2 2-point field goals, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Asher scoring 13 points in the first half of play, 8 more in the second, as the Hawks cruise to the win tonight over Centura by the score of 61-35. Brooks Asher, our player of the game tonight for St. Cecilia. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now, let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium against St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Centura by a score of 61-35 as Kevin Asher joins us in the post-game. And, Coach, congratulations. Just kind of a very business-like approach for you guys tonight. Nothing really great, but nothing too bad here in this ballgame tonight.
No, exactly. And I thought our kids approached the week real well, and we thought we were going to see some zone. And a lot of times you hesitate a little bit at first when you haven't seen that for a while, and definitely, we prepared the kids for it, but then you got to see it live and live action and so forth. And I thought, you know, for the most part, did what we wanted to do.
First quarter, it looked like the zone was causing a few problems offensively. Just talk about that.
Well, you hesitate. We weren't getting enough post touches. I don't care what offense or defense you're running. You got to get the ball inside. And we didn't do a very good job early on. I didn't think of getting the ball inside. And, you know, Brooks did hit a couple three-pointers. Mel just won in the first quarter, but, you know, just didn't get anything to go down. And if we did, then we missed it. And, you know, post players got to finish, and, you know, guards got to get them the ball.
You had a little bit different rotation, especially early in the ball game tonight. You got a lot of guys in, especially early in the game. What was that a point of emphasis tonight? Or?
Well, I think it's senior night, and I wanted our seniors have done an excellent job of getting this team ready every week, whether they've started or played 2 minutes or whatever in a ball game. And I definitely wanted to give Tommy O'Keefe and Trevor Ernst their due. They've earned it. I mean, they on a lot of teams they'd be starters, and that's you know, where it's tough as a coach. But that's what made it such an enjoyable season, is these five seniors have really blended well and gave us great chemistry. And I just knew tonight we needed to give them something for what they've given all year.
And they played quite a bit here tonight in this final regular season game at home tonight for the Hawks. Second and third quarters, you guys really got the offense cranked up and really dominated and stretched out the lead in the second and third.
Well, I just think kids get a little more comfortable as they see that, and then we spread it out a little bit. I thought early on we were a little bit too guard-oriented, and then second quarter, Kitten got going, and our post play was much better. I thought we hit the offensive boards a little bit better and, you know, got some second-chance points. And defensively, I think we just kind of wore on them, and maybe, you know, here and there we get a fast break bucket, and that, you know, that always helps to not have to go 5-on-5.
So St. Cecilia wins this final regular season ball game pretty easily, 61-35. You like to coast in this final ball game of the season before the sub-districts, or would you rather be tested before you go into that postseason?
Well, it seems like we've been tested all year, but the fact is, yeah, what do you want to have that last week of the season? You know, we know the hurdles that are coming out there. They're going to be very good basketball teams. Southern Valley is very polished, very well coached. A lot of the same type of defensive stuff that we saw tonight, which is kind of nice for our preparation time. But we, you know, getting in a grinder maybe this time of the season would be good to get your kids to understand to play possession for possession. But, you know, they did what we wanted to do to extend the lead. You know, we didn't sputter as the game went on. We went from up a couple to up eight to up 15 and, you know, finish the game off. So that's what you're looking for.
Really didn't get sloppy at any point either. That's good. You'd like to see that at this point in the season.
Yeah, we got to value the basketball. We're seeing some quick hands on that 2-3, and they were taking the posts away really well early on. And, you know, our guards got to get a little bit better at ball faking and maybe getting north-south with their dribble. But, you know, for the most part, you know, I thought our kids executed pretty well.
So now it's on to the postseason for you guys, and it's not going to be easy next week. The C2 8 sub-district over in Minden. You open up, first of all, let's talk about your first opponent, Southern Valley. That's not your typical opening round opponent.
No, it's not. Not when you're, you know, you had 17 wins and you come in and you're playing a team that's going to have 21 or 22 wins, I don't know what, and two losses and the defending state champions. That says a lot. The pressure's, you know, really on them to defend their state title. And like I told our kids, we're coming in and we've got kind of that same look as we had going into the season, kind of a little under the radar as far as, you know, we were to start the season. And we've just got to be ready to go. And it'll be a heck of a ball game. You know, I don't know how this district is going to play out or how it got all put together this way. But bless our NSAA, that's exactly what they do. They just make circles and don't consider anything that's going to be in those circles. But Wahoo Newman have battled like this for years, and Central Catholic and us have been in the same district with very good teams, and you just got to go play. That's the key.
You've been in these things as the favorite in some districts and districts. Now you say you're going as under the radar. Which way you like better?
Well, I don't know. We're probably not under Southern Valley's radar. I mean, they're definitely, we prepared for them all season, you know, and they prepared for us. I prepared for Donovan. Donovan prepared for us. Blue Hill has played real good basketball since Christmas. You know, so you're going to look at somebody's just going to play better than the other, and maybe by chance a wild card will come out of this. We're not even looking at that because we're in a position where I don't think that if you figured it out, you'd have to have Houdini somehow doing the math, because it's not me. It looks like a mad scramble, because you got to figure there's so many things out there that could happen down your schedule. And so we're just going to get ourselves prepared starting tomorrow morning.
Yeah, one thing is guaranteed. You win and you move on, and you eventually get to the state tournament. You don't have to worry about all those PowerPoints and everything.
That's exactly right. You know, the old way was maybe a little better. Let the coaches sleep a little more. They don't have anything else to worry about besides winning.
All right, we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep, Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawks winning tonight easily over Centura as expected. A final score of 61-35. We'll get our final word right after this.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
So the Blue Hawks win it here tonight. They're now 17-5 in the season. They get ready for the Eagles of Southern Valley next Tuesday. That'll be one of the semifinal ball games. Donovan Trumbull will play the winner of Monday's game between Blue Hill and Franklin in the early game on Tuesday. And then the winners from Tuesday will meet in the finals on Thursday in the sub-district championship game. And we'll have all the action from the C28 sub-district next week on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic, they come to town. They beat Adams Central in boys high school basketball tonight by a score of 73-63. Here, Hastings St. Cecilia beat Centura by a score of 61-35. Tomorrow will be in Orange City, Iowa, as the Hastings College Broncos will take on the Northwestern Red Raiders. Hastings College women's basketball team will play for the GPAC regular season championship tomorrow. Airtime will be at 1:45. The women's game will go at 2. with the guys to follow at 4 o'clock, and we'll have the coverage here on 1230 KHAS. My producer and engineer, John Deberin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.